Now, the world has a concept of starting out on Monday morning. Most of it is not really good. Mondays are always gloomy. We got to start the work week again. Mondays are gloomy. We'd rather not have them come. Monday again, we might say. The world's concept of Monday is, I don't want to see it coming because we have to start our work week again. But as a believer, God has called you and I into positions in life where when Monday morning comes, we could be excited about it. I like to call it a Yahoo Monday. I mean, a Monday, we're about ready to enter into our mission field that God has called us to bring the kingdom of God into an environment that probably doesn't know anything about God. But you're going in there, so God is going in with you. So come Monday morning, you're entering in to that position where you can make the greatest impact for the kingdom of God. I mean, that should be exciting to us, to be able to think that we're entering into our calling, the position that God has us to go into. It's Monday. Don't forget to be awesome. Don't forget when you go into your workplace on Monday morning, or any morning, far as that goes, think that you are representing the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in your sphere of authority. How should I act? How would God want me to act as I enter into my place of employment? When I open the door and walk in and see the other workers doing their job and coming together, some grumbling about it's Monday again, and you come in with a smile on your face, you're just thanking God for the opportunity to administer the kingdom of God where you're at, the position that you're in, and you begin to influence others by the aura that's around you. Because you have been praying, you spent some time praying, and God, how can I influence my place of work this day? How can I influence the sphere of authority that you have given me? What can I do in order to make a difference for the kingdom of God as I enter into my place of employment? You see, you can bring God's presence. It's up to you. I want to make a mark for the kingdom of God. Do you want to make a mark for the kingdom of God? Jesus said this. He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All other things will be taken care of." That is a principle of how to operate in the kingdom of God, is you seek first at advancing his kingdom. And Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. So if you have a place in employment and you go in there and you're the only person that you know of that's a Christian, then you pray and ask God, Lord, who is ready here in this place? Who is ready to receive the message of the kingdom of God? Who is ready to receive love? Lord, who can I pour love into? You go in there and you begin to act like Jesus to those people who are unsaved. If you know another Christian where you work, get together with them. Talk to them. Ask them, let's take in 15 minutes a day or a few minutes sometime and pray together about our workplace. Pray that our workplace will prosper. Pray that the employees here will prosper. Pray that we'll be in unity together. We'll be all working together to see the prosperity of the business prosper. You see, I believe when the kingdom of God comes into a business, it will bring prosperity to that business. We can make a difference advancing the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Once you step into doing things God's way, or you are determined to fulfill God's plan and purpose in your life, provision will be there. You see, your provision is in the vision that God has for you. If you'll step into the purposes that God has for you, you'll find provision. If we will just move into our calling that you have called us to, you will release provision. And if God has called us to be evangelists, then our position is to evangelize. Be caught up in that, doing that as much as we can. Now, God has called each and every one of us to share the gospel of Jesus, that's for sure. But some, he has given the gift of evangelism to run with it. Every time turn around, you're talking about Jesus. Having said that about somebody, or you know an individual who's like that, talking about the love of God and so forth, talking about our need to bring or the need to be saved, well, that might be a gift of evangelism. And if we'll pursue that, God will eventually see that every provision is met in the name of Jesus. We're all called to share Jesus. We're all called to pray.